It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We got Sue's News coming up here in the next hour. After that, Heather McDonald, who is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. We love when Heather chimes in on crime issues in particular. Hey, first day of school at our radical universities like Columbia today, and it just sounded like a normal day of classes.
Can I ask you why you guys are out here today?
We're here because there is still an ongoing genocide that the United States is materially and politically responsible for.
Are you a student? Are you a student here?
I am a student.
I guess I just wonder, do you think it's going to be a lot of protests again this year? I know last year, right, it was like a little bit, people thought it was disruptive, they were upset. What do you think is going to happen this year?
We have been very clear that this will not stop until Colombia has divested from its complicity in Israel's genocide of the Palestinian people. That's all I have to say.
All right, well, here's a couple things I have to say. First of all, I'm not totally convinced he's a student. If he is a student, his parents should, you know, pull the rug out from underneath him right away, because it's just embarrassing what these kids are doing, especially given the fact that you had hostages that were brutally murdered, and that story came out over the weekend. Charles Lipson is back with us. He also is the author of a brand new book, Free Speech 101, A Guide for Students. I suppose, Charles, they have the freedom of speech to do that as long as they're not becoming violent, but we don't know what's around the corner for these universities. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing good, but these students are violent, and they've gotten, in effect, permission from university leadership, and in addition, from Alvin Bragg, the district attorney for Manhattan, who, when these people have illegally occupied buildings and all the rest, he just let them off with a pat on the back and a well done, good fellow.
Yeah, we know that the Columbia University president finally resigned, but how about the new president maybe taking a little different tact here, because it doesn't sound like they're off to a good start there in New York.
Well, unless I crack down, it'll just be terrible. I noticed that one thing that's happening, and Jews are often a kind of canary in a coal mine on some of these issues, but these apply to all students. There was a top Jewish prep school in New York, which always sends its best students to Columbia. This year, for the first time in decades, they sent no students to Columbia. The students just avoided it. They're avoiding Harvard. They're avoiding Yale. They're avoiding Princeton. They're avoiding the schools. They're coming to places like the University of Chicago. They're coming to the best schools in the South, including Vanderbilt, which is taking a leading position on this. And I hope that they'll be coming to WashU, which did do some cracking down last year, and I hope we'll be strong in supporting free speech this year.
Yeah, we did have some pretty good reactions, I think, from WashU. But then again, you know, Sue, when all was said and done, didn't some of that also, nobody really pressed charges, and some of the consequences at WashU, I'm not sure that they were followed through upon, Charles. So it will be interesting. It's been quiet here in St. Louis along that front. But tell me about the new book, Free Speech 101.
There are a lot of books out on free speech, as your audience well knows, but there are almost none. In fact, there are none that are actually directed at the students who need them, that tell that student who's saying, I'm protesting what is hyperbolically called genocide, what those students can and cannot do. And the short answer is they can peacefully protest as soon as they start painting on buildings, blocking the entrance of other students, yelling in ways that classes can't be held, intimidating other students quite directly, then those are not permitted under free speech. Now, whether a university decides it is willing to permit them is another matter. But essentially, public universities don't have that choice. They are simply required under the First Amendment. So the University of Missouri at St. Louis operates under different rules than WashU does, but WashU right. should operate under the same rules.
You know, one of the things that I remember from back when, and this is where things have changed dramatically, I do think that social media and the way the media covers some of these things have a role. But in I was a freshman at Mizzou in 1983. I don't remember if it was that year or the following year. There were protests that were pretty active on campus over apartheid. And, you know, there was a call for, I think it was even Barbara Euling was the chancellor of Mizzou. I can't even remember, believe that a name came back to me mm-hmm. like that. But there were calls to, you know, divest any kind of investments out of South Africa. But none of that, I remember walking around, you know, the campus and seeing the protests, none of that ever interfered with my ability to go to a class or to attend a class.
Right. And so peaceful protests are perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with those at all. What's wrong is the shouting down of others. Blocking their entrance, doing all those kinds of things. People know that those are wrong. They do them because they can get away with them.
Yeah, but there's like, this is one of my favorite stories of the last month or so. I just accessed this on my iPad. This is from the middle of August, August 14th. We had all these things that happened at UCLA, and they had to actually go to court. And a judge actually had to say to UCLA, the campus can't be allowed to become a Jew exclusion zone. Why in the hell did a judge have to get involved in something like that? That's outrageous in and of itself, Charles.
It is so disturbing. I've just written an article. I'll let you know when it comes out on how these attacks on free speech and incidentally on Jews have moved from the right to the left. They were exclusions of free speech in the 1950s were largely right-wing against communism. And, of course, the direct attacks on Jews were led by the Ku Klux Klan and the like. To see them led by professors of English. And to this, by the way, this doesn't start in college. This is a serious matter in high schools. And in elite high schools in particular, that's actually one of the most interesting elements of this suppression of free speech, is that it has been led by so-called elite universities. There's an organization called FIRE, a Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, which ranks universities for free speech. There is no Ivy League university that is ranked even below average. They're ranked well below average, and some they've had to invent new categories. They invented abysmal for a couple of them. But this is a problem, especially at Penn, Harvard, Yale, and so forth, and it's just inexcusable. My own view is that this will only stop when the boards of trustees require it of private universities and hold the presidents responsible. And it will only stop in public universities if they bring lawsuits in the North or are in southern states where the local legislature essentially holds them accountable.
So, you know, this is beyond what's happening on college campuses, clearly, but the free speech wars are at a very interesting point right now. And I don't know how much you've kind of looked into what's happening in Brazil. X, formerly Twitter, is now banned in Brazil. Elon Musk is no longer accessible in the largest country, although I think that he maybe is trying a little bit of a back channel on that. You know, one of the things that's interesting about this, it seems like a pretty significant story, certainly when it comes to free speech rights. There's been nothing from the White House on this that I'm aware of. Now, KJP just had a briefing, so we probably got something that was maybe asked in the briefing room, but this seems like a pretty significant story.
Well, did you see that Keith Ellison, the left-wing former representative who's now the Attorney General of Minnesota,
right.
praised Brazil for doing
praised
this.
Them. That, you know, from Keith Ellison, that does not surprise me because I know what he's all about. But I guess this is, and this is where it gets a little tricky out there. They're trying to clamp down on fake news, right? And maybe the type of fake news that the legacy media here has been worried about since 2016, even though they were the purveyors of fake news, you know, for all those years. But this is an amazing censorship push. And, you know, when you think about what's happening in some of the other countries, even across the pond in the UK, when it comes to Twitter and free speech rights, I think there's horrible things that people say, certainly whether it's social media or, you know, just in their regular lives. But we do, at least in this country, we still have the right to say those things, I think.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We, free speech rights, all listeners should understand, free speech rights in the United States are far, far better than in any country in the world, not just in theory, but in practice. But the people who are pushing our government to look more and more like a European socialist government in general are also against free speech, and for the same reasons. They essentially say this kind of speech could harm Group X or Group Y. We favor Group X or Group Y, and therefore we're against it. And over the past week or two, I've been reading nothing but books written by progressives against free speech. And they're all against it on basically those grounds, that if there is free speech, then it will be harder to push a progressive agenda. And they may be right.
Yeah, but well.
But that's not a reason. And by the way, you're seeing at places like the New York Times more and more articles that are flatly against the U.S. Constitution.
Well, you know what? My friend Dave Strom over at HotAir.com highlighted this today, because you can actually look at some of the headlines that are kind of stunning when it comes to the Constitution, you know, from the New York Times and other outlets. And it's quite horrifying. But again, you know, we've talked about this just in terms of what's happening on these college campuses. You can see that the progressives, the young progressives, are kind of running the show. And I think they're kind of running the show at some of these, you know, legacy media publications. We've known that. But this is the New York Times. The Constitution is sacred. Is it also dangerous? Here's another New York Times. Is the Constitution obstructing American democracy? Let's give up on the Constitution. The U.S. lacks what every democracy needs. We had to force the Constitution to accommodate democracy, and now it's time to get rid of it. I mean, Charles, that's quite stark, I think.
I agree, and it's showing up in the polling as well. I've looked at a number of articles, and you're seeing, for example, something like almost half college students believe it's okay to shout down somebody you disagree with, and that's basically true of the faculty as well. That is, if you look at the faculty in the sciences, they're in favor of free speech and free inquiry. Maybe in economics they are. But if you look in English literature or French literature or anthropology, their progressive ideals override this interest in free speech. That old line that you and I both remember, I disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Right.
I always say, friends, I will defend to your death your right to say it. but these people just don't believe that. They believe, and what it strikes me as being like the era in which the Protestants split off from the Catholics, and these were religious feuds, and if you were on the wrong side, you deserve to be hanged.
Yes, I know. I'm watching The Serpent Queen on Stars right now, and I'm learning all about that. I appreciate you coming on here. The book is available right now, Free Speech 101.
Yes, just go to Amazon, Charles Lipson, Free Speech, and you'll find it.
What do you think? Before I let you go, kind of like your opinion on where the race is right now. Coming off of Labor Day, we've seen a lot of love for Kamala here in the past couple of weeks. The polling that I'm looking at right now shows that she's got a slight lead in the national average. Although this is interesting, too. I love, Charles, I don't know if you've noticed what Real Clear is doing. So they're doing a This Day in History with the polls. And you can go every day. So here we are, September 3rd in 2016 on this date. Hillary Clinton led by the Real Clear politics average of 3.9%. In 2020, Biden led by 7.2%. Right now, Harris is up 1.8%, but that is a very narrow lead. Then they also break it down to all of the swing states. And, you know, the leads are extremely narrow, or Trump has the lead in many of those states.
Yeah, I think my own guess, and it's just a guess, is that Harris is currently peaking. She strikes me as like those Fabergé eggs that were produced in Russia. They had these beautifully crafted outsides, and then there was nothing inside.
Yeah. But we know that, but will that be exposed? Because, you know, she kind of got a free pass with Dana Bash last week.
Oh, Dana Bash was just dreadful. I mean, if you ask a question without a follow-up, what you get is a canned answer. And to get beyond the canned answer, you have to press beyond it. Although I will say that when Kamala was asked what she would do on the first day, she had no answer
no,
for that.
No, that was ridiculous.
Just bidi, bidi, bidi.
Right.
But I thought it was a dreadful thing. The thing is, people are not going to be voting so much for her. Her votes are going to be largely anti-Trump votes. And the question is whether he can mobilize enough pro-Trump votes and get past the fact that, quite incredibly, quite remarkably, she's running as an outsider, even though she's a member of the current administration, was a Democratic senator before that. How the Republicans are letting her get away with it?
Well, I think they're letting her get away with it because Dana Bash is allowing it to happen, and CNN and the legacy media. That's the kind of the way that I see it right now. Charles, we'll see what happens with this a week from tonight. We got another debate. It could be interesting, especially if the mics aren't
That will be a fascinating debate, my friend.
Have a great week. Thank you.
You too.
We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.